here.
What's the deal? Happy Monday. It's your boy Tiski Valley. You listening to the I'm Just Kidding? What's going on, baby? How's your fucking beginning of the week? You got Monday started today. Was your first day at work, back at work over the weekend, what you wanted it to be? Did you have a good day? Or was it like a drag on, back to work week? Hopefully you started off great. Hopefully you like, oh shit, Monday went by quick. Now I could just keep flipping and dipping, you know what I mean? Keep it going. Once you get by Wednesday, it's over. Thursday, blow by. Friday is like, yo, man, that's like the last day of school. So you enjoy that day. That'd be like the only day you enjoy out the week. What up, man? What we got going on here? What's going on this new week? Thanksgiving's up this week. What's good? Where's the turkey at? Where's that motherfucking stuffing at? What's up? What you guys like to cook on Thanksgiving? I'm gonna give you what I make on what I'm gonna make this Thanksgiving. I'm gonna give you a little preview. You know I gotta go I gotta be traditional. Boom. You know, give me that turkey. Just give me that turk. Good. Let me get that. And with the turkey though, that's what I like to do. I like to cook my shit at like midnight. Throw it in, you know, season it up, get it all slapped up. As you slap up that turkey with the seasoning, like give it a little smack. Like, you gotta show love to the food you fucking making, B. Like, if you fucking your wife and you hitting that from the back, you give her a booty smack here and there, right? Well, I'm hoping you do. Just a little, nice little slap, bang. Not nothing you're gonna hurt her with, but just a nice little pow. Let me see that jiggle. That's how you gotta do the turkey. You gotta massage that bitch. And then once you massage her, give her a nice little smackies. And that's gonna give your turkey the flavor. That smackies release a bunch of flavors out the ass of the turkey. And that's the best part of the ass, nigga. If somebody say they don't eat ass, they lying. Or they never ate Thanksgiving dinner. Son. Yeah, man. You gotta know how to do that turk, son. You throw it in there. See, this is what I do. 12 a minute. Bang. Put it up 250. A little 250. You gotta keep the temperature needle inside the turk. So, you know, you don't really get that much sleep when you're doing it this way. Which, I don't care. I sleep during the morning. When I wake up, I'm eating. Because everything is done. I usually start my sides that night before. So in the morning, all right, boom. I'm getting ahead of myself. All right. This is what we do. Turkey gets started. 12 midnight, 250 degrees. You know, I might sleep down in the living room every 2 hours, wake up, you know, baste it, give it some base, the little juices. Because I don't eat dry turkey, babe. I don't know what y'all doing. I don't know what the fuck the pilgrims did to the turkey game, but they want to promote dry turkey. Nah, man, I'm half Indian. My grandfather was 100% native Cherokee. I'm not about to fucking have no dry turkey. I showed you bitch niggas how to do it, and you still just want to throw it in the oven 450 for 3 hours and be like, it's done. No, I need them juices, Hammy. That's how we keep our thick skin. Anyways, sorry about that. So boom, I get up every couple of hours, baste it with the little baster. Then, I like that nice crispy brown. I like the skin to be crispy, like not fucking burnt crispy and dry crispy. I'm talking about nice and crispy on the outside. You slide that knife in, Butterworth Hemi. That's what I'm looking for. Where juices is flying. Flavors from the ass smack is flying right into your taste buds. Swippies. I can't fucking wait. My mouth is watering now. Damn, son. And then what I'll do is I'll make a side dish of some stuffing, but the leftover stuffing I'm putting. See, I don't know where you guys come from, but I'm from Far Rock. My aunt cooked this shit the way she made it, and it was delicious. So fuck you if you think it's nasty. I don't care. But you know the guts you pull out the turkey before you fucking put it in the oven, and the neck, the turkey neck, the heart, the livers. Man, I chop that up, throw that in the stuffing. Boom, I put that in the turkey, the leftover turkey water inside the pot. You know what I mean? Let that soak in. That's the MVP caliber motherfucking stuffing. So I'm only going to eat that. All you other bitch niggas, y'all eat the one out the pot. You know what I'm saying? The one out the pan or whatever. I got the real shit with the real shit in it. That's me. Boom. What else? What else we got? You know I do the greens. I got to do me some greens. And I throw neck bones in my shit. You know, I know a lot of y'all down south like to put pig feet and everything. I don't do all that. I don't like that pig feet thing. I don't do that. I throw some neck bones up in that biatch. What else we got? We got some baked mac and cheese. My wife's specialty. Bam! Yo, I swear to God, I would punch somebody in the face right now just to have Thanksgiving today. Wow, man, my baked mac and cheese. Swoops, got that. Then I got two versions of biscuits. I got the soft ones that you ain't got to put in the oven. Just, you know, that's a swooper. That's sock you up with a biscuit right there. Boom. And then I got the ones that you throw in the oven for like 10, like 5 minutes. It's bread. It's not cornbread. Cornbread, they got their days. You know, today ain't cornbread day. You niggas sit back on Thanksgiving. What else we got? Sweet potatoes. I do that. I haven't had sweet potatoes since last Thanksgiving. Balls! Woo! Sweet potatoes! Let's get it, hammies! Oh! I'm getting fucking horny right now thinking about this shit. What else we got? Some potato salads. We'll throw that potato salads in there. I don't know, man. I think I got a lot of starch. But I think I want some more. Should I put some dirty rice? Make a thing of dirty rice? I don't know. But that's the Thanksgiving main event. That's the main event plate right there. But, you know what I mean? After you eat the turkey and all that, you still might be hungry. But you kind of don't want, you know. So what I got going on, I got black beans and rice and oxtails popping off. Second main event! Woo! I'm here. I'm fucking here. I'm ready. Thanksgiving, coming for you, motherfucker. Coming for you, babe. Coming. 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 I'm coming for your throat, son. I eat a turkey's beak today. Pause. I'm taking the beak off with my mouth. This shit sounds sort of Vikingish, but gay at the same time. Pause. You heard? Yeah, man. Oh, then the desserts. You know, you gotta have some ice cream and a few pizzas. Like I said, as you can tell, I am from. I am from. My bloodline is from a tropical area. You know. Where our land was fertile enough to make potatoes. Not the regular white potatoes, but the sweet potatoes. So we tend to make pies out of the sweet potato version. Then, you know, America came and wanted to switch it up. They were like, well, this shit is orange. We can make pumpkin pies. Pumpkin pies is okay. That's like if you go into Walmart and ain't no more sweet potatoes and there's one pumpkin pie left, you're like, fuck it, get it. But I'm not looking to eat no pumpkin pie. Who the fuck want pumpkin pie? Halloween just left. I bought all these goddamn pumpkins. You think I would have been made pies out of them bitch-ass niggas? They sat on my porch rotting. Nobody eat pumpkin pies where I'm from. We eat sweet potato pies. pecan pies was robbing. Shit. My wife would make some banana pudding. Was good. You know what I'm saying? What else we got? What else we grack? What else we bracking with? Some ice cream, like I said. And that's it. I like apple pie. Apple pie's cool, especially the McDonald's one. That was shit. Do they even make those? I don't even know, but I used to get the McDonald's apple pies all the time. That was some shit. And then the 50 cent joints in the store, remember those? The stale ones that you always get, they always be on the top shelf by the cakes, but they be the apple pies that look like some shit that was made in 1920, but you still bought them because it was 50 cent. You had a dollar. You wanted to get full with all your friends. Yeah. Thanksgiving, man. This is the day where you sit back, relax, man. Everything is chill. Phone should be off. Movies should be on. Sports should be on. And eating should be on. There shouldn't be nothing. There shouldn't be no arguments, no anything. It just should just be like, yo, we eating. We're going to get full. We're going to take a nap. We're going to get up, watch some movies, eat some more, take another nap, get up. Boom. That's what Thanksgiving is about. That's what that's about. And then you start stressing for Christmas. You hear that? That's a whole stress meter right there. I'm going to have to stress just that one. Whatever noise she made. That's 10 gifts that I'm going to have to get. You know? Yeah, man. This is the time of the year where you share cheer. You fucking be happy about what you got, you know? Thanksgiving, motherfuckers. You celebrate the devil's fucking holiday in October, but Thanksgiving, oh, everybody want to be a hater? Get up out of there. You know? I just want to wish you guys a happy Thanksgiving. This is a pre-Thanksgiving special, because on Thanksgiving, I'm going to have a totally big special. We got a couple surprises, some guests that you don't know, you will get to know, and they're hilarious, and we're gonna do it up for Thanksgiving. So yo, man, y'all get prepared. Don't wait to Thanksgiving Eve to go shopping. Ain't shit gonna be in Walmart. Don't you watch the news? There ain't no, it's a shipping delay and all this crap. Just come on, go get your shit now. Pre-plan. You do it for football Sunday. Why not for Thanksgiving? Let's go. And everybody stay safe. No drinking and driving. Y'all have a great one. I'll see you on Thanksgiving. Peace.